Hamas threatens American aid workers and Palestinians, while praising UN by Joe B. Polak on June 8, 2025. The Hamas terrorist group threatened U.S. aid workers from the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, GHF, this weekend, as well as Palestinians who help them or use their services, while praising the United Nations, UN. The GHF is providing an alternative to Hamas and the UN. The former has abused international aid to feed its terrorists, make money, and control the Gazan population. Hamas issued a statement saying that Palestinians who collaborate or coordinate with Israel or entities it viewed as treasonous, such as the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, will be targeted by security units. Hamas said that the Palestinian resistance factions, grouping of Joe Truesman, at Joe Truesman, June 8, 2025. The UN, whose agencies have been implicated in Hamas terror, has also complained about GHF, as it tries to defend its monopoly on aid delivery in Gaza. The threats caused GHF sites to close for a day Saturday before opening again, and expanding, on Sunday. In a statement responding to the threats, GHF said, "Today, Hamas issued explicit threats against GHF's American and Palestinian workers who deliver humanitarian aid and the Gazan people who accept that aid. At the same time, Hamas endorsed the United Nations, an organization it has routinely stolen from, as the only legitimate providers of aid. The contrast is telling. After delivering over 10 million meals, GHF has built a system that delivers aid directly to the people who actually need it. Despite these threats, we will continue to deliver urgent humanitarian relief with resolve and purpose." The international community, including the United Nations and other aid groups, must immediately and unequivocally condemn Hamas's threats against both aid workers and civilians. There is no justification for targeting aid workers or the civilians they serve, or for silence from those who know better. Hamas must understand its actions are unacceptable, and the world is watching. The Trump administration is backing GHF, partly to allow Israel an opportunity to continue fighting Hamas by providing Palestinians with humanitarian aid that the fighting could otherwise disrupt. At the same time, the GHF operation is undermining Hamas's power in Gaza, which is why it has attacked Palestinians who seek aid from the U.S.-backed organization, and why it has expanded its threats to the rest of the population. Separately, the GHF said that it had delivered 1.6 million meals to the Palestinian people without any injury or incident at any of our three sites on Sunday, despite the threats from Hamas terrorists. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of Trump 2.0, The Most Dramatic First 100 Days in Presidential History, available for Amazon Kindle. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.